So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. Charles Barkley going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We'll find out if he pees in the shower.
He looks like he does.
No doubt.
He just put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Does Charles Barkley pee in the shower?
Here's your SportsCenter update. Gary Pinkel and Bob Stoops are the newest nominees for the College Football Hall of Fame. Champ Bailey, Ken Dorsey, Dwight Freeney, and Sebastian Janikowski are also on the ballot. Seabass. Janikowski cannot get into the College Football Hall of Fame. Kenny, there's no way.
I mean, I'm honestly surprised Gary Pinkel is in this conversation.
Dale Earnhardt will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame for the class of 2021.
Junior, right?
Yes, junior. I'm assuming it's junior, but
I mean,
it says Dale
Earnhardt.
This would
be a long time coming for the Intimidator.
Yes. Well done. As will Mike Stefanik, an 87-year-old red farmer who plans the race on Talladega's dirt track this weekend. And finally, the longest ever U.S. presidential inauguration speech was delivered by William Henry Harrison on March 4th, 1841, and was 8,445 words long. Harrison fell ill with pneumonia 3 weeks later and died on April 4th, 1841, making his presidency the shortest in U.S. history. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
All right, before we get to the serious stuff, I guess we got to start out with the hard stuff. Charles Barkley joins us on ESPN Radio. Are you someone who pees in the shower?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. My faith in America has been restored, but Bomani Jones and Mina Kimes and Antonio Davis think you're disgusting.
Wait, so what, you're going to get out of the shower to pee?
Exactly.
Well, you're going to pee before you get in the shower. Yes.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work like that.
Exactly. Okay. Charles, have you ever peed in the shower without being in the actual shower? Because I have.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because it's a drain.
Big day.
Okay, how about a jacuzzi in a pool?
Oh, definitely a pool. Definitely a pool. You know, I haven't been in a pool. I'm not going to lie. I probably haven't been in a pool in 25 to 30 years. But what? When I was a teenager, I'm not a big swimmer. So I haven't been in a pool. And so I can't remember last time I've been in a pool.
Are you afraid of it?
Let me tell you something. I got a pool at my house. And I don't think I've ever been in it.
But do you have a fear of it, or?
No, I'm just not a swimmer.
Okay.
All right.
But as a teenager, you just stayed in the shallow end?
No, I can swim now. But I'm not going to get out. Wait, you want me to get out the pool and get out the shower to pee? Of course not. That's just, come on now.
All right, very good.
What's the point?
On to more serious topics here. The America feels like it's shaken, Charles. I know you're an emotional person. I know you care about Atlanta. So when you see everything that's happening right now in this country, how emotional does it make you, and does it scare you?
Well, I think it doesn't scare me because I don't know how many sensible people we have. You know, this is a time to have some common sense, not be emotional. Nothing good is when you make emotions, except you just make bad decisions. So I'm trying to step back, and there's a lot of noise going on, a lot of noise. A lot of people making a lot of noise. And I'm just hoping people with common sense, step to the forefront. And right now, there's not a lot of that right now. It's a lot of yelling and screaming, not a lot of listening. And that's the only thing that scares me. Because, like, we got a lot of people. Hey, Eric, common sense is not so common. I mean, so I just hope that we got some people step up and, like, hey, everybody calm down. You know, you got people talking about defunding the police and things like that. That's going to have a really detrimental effect on black people, brown people, and poor people. Who are they going to call, Ghostbusters? Because let me tell you something. The white neighborhoods, they're going to always have cops. Let's get that out the way. I mean, listen, we need to make police reform. We don't want any black men or brown men or white people in general also. We don't want anybody killed by the cops. But this notion that we need to get rid of all the cops, that's just stupid and asinine. Like I say, who are poor black people going to call? Ghostbusters? Give me a break. We just need police reform. We need the police to hold each other accountable. But, man, we got a lot of people making a lot of noise out of here who don't know what the hell is going on.
How about as it relates to Atlanta, Charles, because you're there a lot. It is a black city. There are complicated relationships with the police officers there, many of whom are black. What do you do with what's happening in Atlanta right now?
Well, I think you have to take these things on an individual basis. Atlanta is, going back to a month ago when the young black kid, Mr. Aubrey, was killed when he was out jogging. That can't happen. That's really, really bad. The thing that happened last week is different circumstances. You have to look at the thing. You have to look at the what happened in Minnesota was just a travesty and a disgrace. I mean, to see somebody killed on national television, videotaped, that's one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. To see a person get the, just somebody, and then he was so casual about it with his hands in his pocket. I mean, that to me made it worse, because if you're worried about your life, you're not going to have your hands in your pocket. So that was a travesty and a disgrace. And but listen, we need police reform, Dan. We don't need we need them to understand, and we need to understand that we need each other. Like I say, we got too many fools out there talking like we got to get rid of all the cops. Listen, the good neighborhoods, they're not going to get rid of cops. White neighborhoods are not going to get rid of cops. So we need to work with the cops. We need reform, plain and simple.
Charles Barkley with us on ESPN Radio. What did you make of the 10 days or so where Drew Brees is going from autopilot, saying the thing that he always says about the flag, to apologizing three times, reversing course after being shamed by most of the players in his league, and now all of a sudden Roger Goodell saying, Black Lives Matter, we were wrong all along?
Well, the NFL, they were wrong for what happened to Colin Kaepernick. He was trying to peacefully protest, and he got blackballed, and he doesn't have a job. I think the situation with Drew Brees was different. I thought people overreacted. I thought it was overkill. Listen, Drew Brees' words speak. He's a great person. You know, Drew Brees had just written a check for $5 million to black people in New Orleans for food banks. And he had worked on legislation a couple of years ago to let felons, black felons, vote again. And I thought I was disappointed that we turned the show, that we turned this relationship over to these idiot fools and jackasses on morning TV shows and the Internet. Nothing good happens when you got these fools on morning talk shows or you turn the world over to the Internet, because that's where all the losers and fools hang out at, on the Internet. Listen, Drew was insensitive. I think he knows that. But the way the NFL just, the players just like, they know Drew Brees. They know all the good stuff he's did. But they turned it over to fools on talk TV and the Internet. And that's where all the idiots live, on those two forums.
Charles Barkley with us here on ESPN Radio. Charles, one of the interesting things that has happened, I'm certain you've noticed, is college kids really finding their voices and calling out coaches and calling out people in charge at their universities or others, or even going back 15, 20 years. How do you feel about college kids using their voices the way they've used them here in the last few weeks?
Well, I think that's a very slippery slope. Are we going to get to the point where we let college kids tell people who they got to vote for? Let's say hypothetically, listen, I think that, first of all, I don't even know anything about that network, but they can't be any worse than Fox News, which is awful. But if a coach wanted to vote for Trump, who is not the, who's probably, it's going to be hard to find a worse president than Trump. But if some of college coach or somebody wanted to vote or support Trump, do the players have a right to get that coach fired? To me, that's a very, very slippery slope. I think that what we need to do is like, hey, man, take a deep breath. Like I say, I'm not a Trump fan. Don't want to act, but if a college coach wanted to support Trump, we're becoming fools like these other fools on TV who, well, you're a liberal or a conservative. I'm like, wait a minute. How did we get to the point where our politicians and both parties suck? Let's get that out the way. I've voted Democratic my entire life, and I'm starting to wonder, like, man, if I'm like, what exactly have they done for poor black people? I mean, we're still all black and poor. We're still in the worst neighborhoods. We still got the worst schools. I mean, the Republicans, they're just going to take care of rich people. But I'm starting to question, like, man, why have I voted Democratic my entire life? And because I've come to the conclusion that both of these parties suck. But like I say, I just think we got a very slippery slope when we let college kids say, no, you can't support Trump if you like Trump. You have to be in a certain camp or we're going to get you fired. I just think that's a very slippery slope.
You sound like an old conservative, Charles.
I sound like a guy who's trying to be fair and honest. Like, you know, it's so funny watching TV for the last three or four weeks. I love all these white guys who are so pro-black. You think we wouldn't have any problems in this country? You know, it's been really fun. Like, every white guy on TV now is terrified. He's got to be, I'm 100% with all these black folks. And I'm thinking, like, if y'all had been with us from the beginning, we wouldn't be behind 400 years. But they're scared to death, and it's funny to watch. Listen, man, I think what I tell anybody, why don't you go and look and see what people have actually done, and then your actions do speak for themselves. It's very easy. So what have you actually done to help black people, help poor people? That action always speaks for itself. But right now, it's funny watching TV because everybody's all in on the Black Lives Matter and black empowerment. I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do? It's great to say that and make a lot of money on TV and radio, but like, okay, now it's time for us to start doing some action.
Charles, good talking to you. Always good talking to you. You want the dismount, right? You're not going to let me just end this segment the way I want to end it. You want to say anything else before we go?
I want you to tell your mother, who's a saint, the sweetest lady in the world, please give her my best. And tell your dad to kiss my ass.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Cut right to it this week.
That was excellent, Charles.
He's playing the hits right here. He's bored and indifferent. He's just sort of doing it because he's always done it.
It is all about the Benjamins, baby.
Never get old to me. Ever.
Your fat daddy is the way, is my preferred one.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with GEICO on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
In 10 minutes, we have a showdown. Bomani Jones, Mike Golic Jr. debating whether it's okay to pee in the shower. Whew. I'm sweating. I'm nervous. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
What's in the next Stupidity?
I don't know. Stanzik is up to something that does not include me, which I am thrilled about because I don't do any work. And I will also tell you that, and I don't know when we're airing this, but I spent 20 to 25 minutes of the most delightful, 20 to 25 of the most delightful minutes of my life with Andre Drummond yesterday. I love the guy. I mean, I really do. I love him, and he's got something going on called Beer Olympics today, and I think he and I are going to have a second date at 1 o'clock today. And so I don't know if that's going to air or this other episode's going to air, but something's going to air this week.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Le Batard Show. Are you surprised that Stugatz would spend 20 to 25 minutes, 20 to 25 of the most delightful minutes of his life with Andre Drummond? Diana Russini is reporting that the Chargers are the first team to publicly share with the media that Colin Kaepernick is on their summer workout list for this upcoming season. So a toe has been put in the water by a franchise that no one knows exists or what city they're playing in. A toe has been placed carefully in the water. As the Baltimore Ravens owner says, pray for us over here. The Chargers and Anthony Lynn are dipping a single toe into the Colin Kaepernick's wall.
Also an organization that has Tyrod Taylor and just drafted Justin Herbert. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But Anthony Lynn said you can never have enough talent at that position.
Okay. So the seas are changing.
I guess he could have said that for the last 4 years, but okay.
Right.
I do wonder now on the other side of this, I do wonder whether Colin Kaepernick gives up full martyrdom for a backup job somewhere, because he will go down in history. It really is curious to see how much he wants to actually play, because he can go down as a martyr in a way that will allow him to make money for the rest of his life and have a platform for the rest of his life as a black icon where everything fell around him, crumbled, including the most powerful sports league America's ever known.
I'm looking forward to actually having that type of Colin Kaepernick discussion, the actual competitive nature of Colin Kaepernick, because I'm a different type of person. I'd be like, if all this happened to me, this is a pretty cool ending to the movie. I get shunned for kneeling, and then the movie closes with literally everybody, including white quarterbacks, kneeling at the start of the next season. That's a Hollywood ending. A more Hollywood ending would be him playing and being amazing at the position, I guess, but I'd be intimidated to do it. He obviously has confidence in his abilities if he still wants to play.
But is his message, it's a fair question, it's a good question, more powerful by playing or not playing?
Look, man, the guy was willing to give up his career for a cause. I don't trade that for a backup position that is just the league trying to get me back in through the door as a public relations move. Are they going to actually commit to me being an icon that is on the bench, and now you're going to force change from within your industry with real and genuine power that it seemed like he had when he knelt And he lost clearly with his career for 4 years of his prime.
I think he's still because of losing 4 years from his prime, I think you'll still be able to say that regardless if he gets signed this offseason or not. He did give up his career. Look at his age. That's 4 years of his prime. During the time he played, he was in that top five quarterbacks from start to...
You can dispute all sorts of stuff, but Muhammad Ali ended up on the right side of history, but when he was in it, people didn't know it. When he was in it saying, I ain't got no quarrel with no Viet Cong, he was not celebrated the way he was as, you know, he lost his ability to speak and Parkinson's took a hold, and all of a sudden he was human. Colin Kaepernick will go in that conversation, no matter how flawed a messenger you think he is, and we... will segue violently into a conversation about peeing in the shower. First take breaks out next between Bomani Jones and Mike Golic Jr.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. All right, our gladiators have entered the octagon. Mike Golic Jr., Bomani Jones. I am nervous. I don't know why, but I am.
You put Golic Jr. at plus 180, so I you've did. Got Bomani as a pretty big favorite.
I do. Good value with Gojo, though. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Gary Pinkle and Bob Stoops are the newest nominees for the College Football Hall of Fame. Ray Lewis, Ed McCaffrey, Carson Palmer, Julius Peppers, and the late Rashan Salaam have carried over from last year's ballot. Dale Earnhardt will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame for the class of 2021, as will Mike Stefanik, an 87-year-old Red Farmer who plans the race on Talladega's dirt track this weekend.
Earnhardt Jr.
Hey, listen, it just says Dale here, so, I mean, Dale Earnhardt. And finally, an estimated 2,450 Americans die from heart attacks caused by sex every year. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. I'm hiding.
So Charles Barkley says he pees in the shower and also says, shockingly, that he pees in the shower even when he's not taking a shower. Bomani Jones eviscerated Tony. Who the hell is Tony earlier in the show? Now Mike Golic Jr. wants the smoke, evidently. So you feel confident here making the argument, Mike, for peeing in the shower?
Yeah, listen, this is a lot like a mud football game where I know I'm going against a better athlete, but now he's wandered into my domain, and so I feel like I can bring him down to my level and beat him in the muck where I'm used to playing.
Okay, well, before Bomani, just what's the argument you're making on behalf of it not being total savagery?
I mean, all a toilet is, especially, I was thinking about this too, if you think about like a bidet involved in all this, all the toilet really is a shower set up just on a smaller scale, right? Boom. Like, what's the major difference outside of a shower is actually much larger, there's much more room for air, and there's constant running water. Like, when you go to the bathroom, and Dan, I don't, you know, we know each other kind of well, but I don't know you well enough to know. When you go to the bathroom and you're just taking a pee, do you wash everything involved when you're
Look,
done?
Look, man, I don't bathe in a toilet. Bomani, what do you have? I don't bathe in a toilet. What do you have for Mike Golic Jr.?
I just want to start by saying that my producer on my podcast can't get Charles to hit him back, but Charles go hit somebody up to talk about peeing in the shower. Number one. Number two, I want to ask again why you shower peers are so insistent, not only that it's okay to do, but that everybody else is simply lying. It's because you're ashamed of yourself. That's why you know this is ridiculous. You know this is pathetic. A shower is kind of like a toilet, except I don't stand in the toilet, Mike. I'm not in the toilet for the purpose of getting clean. You are intentionally taking waste and putting it into the shower. Does that not seem stupid to you?
I'm taking it to the cleanest place in my bathroom. Have you guys ever stood around the toilet and really looked at just how much collateral damage there is?
You are taking waste to the cleanest place in the bathroom. How are you supposed to keep it the cleanest place in the bathroom if you keep peeing in it?
Because I'm keeping myself then the cleanest. What I was just getting with to Dan is, after you go to the bathroom, normally you're not washing everything involved in the process, and there's way more collateral damage than we all give ourselves credit for. But in the shower, I'm basically getting to power wash the whole system when I'm done. I'm doing myself the biggest favor in all this and taking care of me. I'm introducing a little waste, and it's immediately being flushed down the drain with all the other cares in the world and problems I have.
Good point.
Yeah. And, okay, you are peeing around your feet, which I feel very positive from this conversation, saying that you do not wash while you're in the shower. Well, I need to understand here, Dan, why did you call me and not Mrs. Golick? I believe her name is Christine. Is she the ND mom on the tweet? You be telling this stuff to her? Because I feel like as soon as she finds out about this, she is going to be terribly ashamed to find out that somehow she raised this otherwise talented, responsible, hardworking young man who can't just pee before or after he gets out of the shower. That's for all these why you do it and it's okay. You have rationalized on the back end why it's okay. When you first started doing it, you knew that it was silly. You knew you were doing something that you weren't supposed to. So then you had to come back around and try to retrofit it and try to say, well, actually, now that I think about it, No, you were in a room that is probably over 100 degrees because you have the heat of the shower that is there. I feel confident that your aim is not as good as you yourself believe it to be, and you're looking down, and around your feet is urine. It's going to get into the drain at some point, but I'm pretty confident you peed on your feet before. I just feel confident making that point, because nothing about you indicates that you get it right the first time.
Listen, Bamani, I want to say, so in all of this, because I see the way you're trying to frame it, and you're trying to make it seem like I'm out here doing the bad thing, I'm the barbarian, I'm the, what, you know, the Neanderthal, whatever you called it before. Are you saying that sometimes it doesn't feel good to be bad?
Excellent.
I'm asking you, could you look in the mirror while you're on this telephone and say these things without laughing at yourself? Could you do it? Because I don't think you can.
Bamani, I do it every day. My shit, see, this is the difference. Bamani, I wouldn't have this argument with you about anything else, because obviously, in all these other worldly matters, you are far more well-suited to discuss all of these things. But I sit and I stare in the mirror every day, and I stare back at a man who is part of P Nation in the shower. I stare at him long and hard. We have had a lot of thoughtful conversations, and we have always come back to, this is the best course of action, because we need this. Because toilet time is the last bastion of American freedom, and Lord, we are going to move it into the shower on occasion, because we're there. We all go to sleep in our beds at night, but that won't stop me from taking a nap on the couch.
There's a reason why you refer to it as toilet time. It's not simply alliteration. You call it toilet time because you're supposed to do this in a toilet. Like, you did it yourself. You know that this is absurd, ridiculous behavior. And the worst part about this is, let's be honest about this, guys. 80% of you on that poll say that this is what y'all do, right? You say that y'all pee in the shower. Okay, cool. On matters such as these, whose opinion do you really trust more? A bunch of stanking dudes or women's, right? Generally speaking, okay? Because all I'm going to ask is this. If there are any women who listen to this show, which, I mean, I'm sure there are a couple, ask them how they feel about you shower peers, right? Just like, would you, first date, you're going to mention, by the way, I pee in the shower. You're not going to do that. You know why? Because it's nasty. And you notice she going to think it's nasty, and she ain't going to call you back.
Bamani, I just before this interview was texting with two of my female friends who are married to one another, who both pee in the shower, who are both pro-shower peeing.
Whoa, reporting!
Boom.
I have to say, I don't know how in the world I'm supposed to respond to that.
You just knocked you out.
A bunch of things in a sentence. But like I was not expecting the two friends, one marriage. That just isn't the direction that I saw this going. Let alone the fact that they pee in the shower while they're there. And all that tells me is, Mike, even the women you hang out with are savage. Hold on. Somebody's in my... Hold on. Right fast. I want to be honest about something. Every now and then, like times like these, I keep a tweet deck column open for my first name because I have to turn the filters up so loud to keep crazies out of my mentions that I actually see some good ones. Some dude here just said, Bomani isn't that great of a debater. He's just good at telling people why they're wrong. That's the point, dummy. We're talking about people peeing in the shower. There is no case to be made about why it's okay to not pee in the shower. All there is to do is say how wrong other people are. And what I take from that, Mr. Robin Glover, is that you're out here living like moisture out. The pandemic came around and they told you to start washing your hands and you couldn't get no hand sanitizer. And so instead, you're just walking around here with pee-pee hands all the time because you don't own no soap. Some of y'all wasn't raised right, except for Mike Golden Jr. I'm sure that you were raised right. You just refused to do right.
All right, we are out of time.
Bomani, here's the last thing I'll say, Dan, is Bomani's argument is a lot like me when I get into the shower. It doesn't hold any water.
Okay, very good.
Gojo, I feel like you won, but you lost.
You have the moral high ground on this. Like, the worst thing about this is of all the things that all you folks would actually try to argue about with me in public, you never do it, but y'all are so passionate about your right to pee in the shower, and the only reason you're so passionate about it is because you're ashamed of yourselves.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Bomani. Yes, this was... I think it went to decision.
I don't know. I feel like Gojo won and lost at the same time.
I never recovered from Gojo in a toilet, naked, long and hard, whatever. Like, all of that stuff that came together was not... it was, you know, from the family of Stugatz waddling nude to the shower.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. I have. It's been life-changing. Go to Navage.com. That's N-A-V-A-G-E.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. You will. Dan, let's talk about the ESPYs, one of my favorite weeks of the year. Our discussion about the ESPYs is presented by Capital One.
Are you saying we're having a discussion? What discussion?
What do you mean, team of the year?
No. Wait a minute. Who tried to sneak this in here? Sales does not control the content around here. What discussion about the ESPYs?
It's a discussion about the ESPYs presented by Capital One. No. It's brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care.
This is
today
exciting.
And every day. No. Care makes the difference.
No,
I love Dove Men Plus Care.
Got a couple of nominees.
Yeah, Team of the Year. We love Team of the Year discussions.
What is this? Why is their sponsorship leading the content? Who did that? Who made that deal?
Who did that? It's very clear. We did.
I didn't. No one asked me about this.
As a company, the ESPYs is the biggest night of the sporting year.
You've lost track of time.
It's not the biggest night of the sporting year.
Of course it is.
Sports right now. And even then, it's not the biggest night of the sporting year.
Jeez.
There's never sports when we have the ESPYs.
I've compiled my list. I'm torn between Raptors and LSU football.
Why is the content being dictated by the sponsor?
Well, the Raptors. I am torn between the Chiefs and the Astros. How about that?
Yeah. Well, the Astros. You can make a case.
You can make a case. For a million different reasons, you can go with the Astros.
Okay, maybe you're moving me off of my position because LSU put up the single greatest college football season ever. I mean, statistically, win-loss record. No one's ever won more games. But Astros, they dominated the conversation.
They really did. I mean, talking ESPYs, here we are, Dan. You got any thoughts on it or team of the year?
No. Can you put that away, please? And can we not ever do that again?
But what?
The sponsored content. Like, and somebody needs to start telling me if we're going to sponsored content. Like,
you know, Liverpool had a nice year. Are they in the discussion, or is this like American myopia?
We have to control the content around here. I don't understand why we have to do advertisements for the ESPYs.
Let's go to the polls at Lebatard Show, brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time.
You guys are turning this into a NASCAR. At just grabbing at any money that's available out there during a pandemic.
You see who's hosting this thing? Star-studded affair. Ooh. We got Sue Bird, Megan Rapinoe, and Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Three hosts. God.
Wow.
Russell Wilson. Jesus, are you actively trying?
I cannot wait to hear Russell Wilson's monologue.
Here you are talking
Russell
SPs,
Wilson.
Dan, yeah. Yep. Anyway, is Bundesliga one of the top five funnest words to say in sports? 75% of the audience said yep. Did you imagine Stugatz walking nude to the shower looking for love? 63% of the audience said yes. Does Barkley pee in the shower? 94% of the audience said yes. Those are the polls. How about that?
Shocking to hear him say he also pees in the shower when he's not in the shower.
The Astros.
Who won that debate? Who won?